Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shehinah. Blessings on this day of the goddess, blessings on this Shabbat day, a day that we align with our soul. This podcast is here to support us in aligning, in remembering, in integrating, and embodying our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy, and sound healer. And in this episode, we are going to talk about this Mercury retrograde. So we are already somewhat into the mix of things. We just had a full moon, and we are really in the thick of it. The full moon was incredibly powerful, and now we are in the waning gibbous phase. So this is a phase where we should take the time to really allow ourselves more compassion towards ourselves, towards one another. So let's get into the Mercury retrograde. This Mercury retrograding, yes, Mercury is in its retrograde phase. It has to do with communication. So it is happening in the signs of Virgo and Leo. So this is a very powerful time to be in stillness, to rewind, reassess, reconfigure, reevaluate everything that has to do with not only our communication, our expression, our the way that we speak and interrelate with one another, because Mercury rules the third house. So this is all about communication and your immediate relationships, your immediate circumstances. So basically, if we look at it in terms of society, it would be your neighborhood. So you, your home, and the neighborhood that you live in. This would be what Mercury's energy really would dominate. It dominates technology and travel as well, and our connection to the divine, so our messages can be more readily received, and we can also receive more information during this time. But this requires us to be still and to recognize deeply whether we are in alignment with our soul and truth, the divine, the energies of creation, or whether we have kind of gone a little bit astray. And being astray is not, it's not a bad thing. The reason why, one thing I do want to add, and if you've been following me and listening to me for a while, you will know that I don't look at the astrology or what the different planets are doing. I don't utilize it as an excuse for certain behaviors. Certain behaviors tend to be triggered out of people more often during certain points in time when certain astrological aspects are happening than others. However, because we have free will, we have the ability to truly transcend and transform whatever is going on around us. So we are not at the mercy of the planets. We are not under the control of the planet. We are in a constant state of co-creation with our environment. We are, and in this case, because of the retrograde, we are in a state of co-creation with the energies of Mercury, which are being heightened because of the retrograde. And this gives us an opportunity to take a step back and really ask ourselves, are we choosing our frequency wisely? What are we aligning to? How are we communicating? How are we expressing our needs? And how are we expressing our desires? And are these desires the desires that are in alignment with the soul, or are these desires based on egoic programs that we have inherited from our family, from our lineage, from our society, from our culture, etc.? So this Mercury retrograde is happening between Virgo and Leo. Virgo is the priestess. Virgo is the sign of ruled by the Virgin. And it's not virgin in the sense of sexually chaste and pure. It is virgin, as in sovereign. Sovereign and in complete alignment with the light, with our light that is our soul. This is the essence of the high priestess. The high priestess in the tarot is, she is standing between the two pillars. One of the pillars is Boaz, but I can't remember the name of it, the other one right now, basically. But she's standing between two pillars. One of them is traditionally dark, as in, you know, the void of creation, and the other one is illuminated in white, and that is the fulfillment. So one represents the void, basically infinite possibilities, and the other side represents the fully manifested physical incarnation. And this is important because this image of the high priestess, she is balanced, she is in alignment, she is in the center, she is sovereign. And Virgo rules our day-to-day habits, the little things that we do, the little behaviors that add up and create the frequency around us that aligns us with certain energies and attracts certain frequencies to us and repels others. So Virgo is a very meticulous, very analytical, very mental sign, not as mental as Gemini, but very analytical. They want things to be precise and orderly, and this is how they function. And in its purest form, it is a beautiful energy because we do need to have that structure. We do need to be in alignment, and we do need to know when we are taking care of our body and our physical experience, but we're also balancing the mind and harmonizing the mind, knowing that the mind is here to make sense of things, but not to rule our experience. So that is Virgo. Virgo is, we're going into Virgo season with this next lunar cycle, and I think the sun already, as of today, went into Virgo. And Virgo is, what else can I say about Virgo? Virgo, really, my moon is in Virgo. So Virgo does have a tendency to be overly strict about how things should be. And during this retrograde, we're really being asked to not, we need to utilize the energy of Virgo, but in a conscientious, wise way, not in a way that overly restricts us, but in a way that really supports our growth and our evolution. Leo is a very creative energy. It's very expansive. It's very out there. It's all about just being the light, embodying the light, creating, showcasing our ability to create and expand. It's a very generous sign. It's a very loving energy, but never ever cross a Leo, because that'll be just, you don't want to cross a Leo because the roaring will get to you. And so we are balancing between our creativity and the expansiveness of creation, and the creating a structure that best supports the implementation of and the grounding of our desires, the channeling of the infinite light into the embodiment and into the expansion and the further expression of the light of our soul. So Mercury retrogrades are very beautiful times for us to really take a step back, allow yourself to breathe. And so as I'm breathing, I'm channeling a lot of what I'm saying. So some of it, it's like I don't quite know how I'm going to finish. This is why this image came to my head, because it has to do with this energy of heart-centeredness. So I was just in southern Spain, and I was with my friends, and they have these two beautiful horses. And I noticed that the moment that I was in their presence, my energy field just felt a weight lifted off. This is what retrogrades are designed for. Just letting go, surrendering the layers of stuff, and really allowing yourself to align with your heart. Leo is a very heart-centered energy. Leo is all about the expression of the light, of the infinite nature of your being, the embodiment of it. And the more that we can align with our heart, slow down, let go of all of the stuff, all of the identities, plural, all of the demands and the stuff that other people have put on you, and also the stuff that you have taken on that is not yours. Retrogrades are a time for us to become aware of whether we are living in alignment with our light or whether we are re-uttering the utterances of other people that are not in truth who we are and what we wish to express in the world. Because Mercury rules our communication, the expression of our soul, our alignment with the divine in terms of our expression, the way that we speak, the way that we interact, the way that we communicate our creations into being. I've never said that before, but we speak reality into existence with our thoughts that become our words, that cement vibrations and frequencies in our energy field. And these energetic field and these frequencies in our energy field, they begin to magnetize. And as a magnet attracts, they attract certain experiences. This doesn't mean that we should be scared if we have an experience that came our way that we don't gel with, that just makes us feel bad. This doesn't mean that we are to blame or should be feeling guilty or shameful or any of that. What we attract is simply, if we don't like it and it's being called to our attention and triggering us, all it's doing is showing us where we need to polish, where we need to fine-tune and tweak whatever it is that is attracting that. So this is a perfect time for going within, employing the energies of this retrograde to allow us to cleanse, to purify. Virgo is all about purification because Virgo wants the vessel to be pristine, to be pure. So how do we need to purify our physical vessel, our thoughts, our words, in order for us to come into deeper alignment with our mission, with our soul, with the expression of our soul, of our light into this physical realm, and manifest from a conscious space, from full awareness and taking full responsibility for our actions, for our experience. There are no accidents. Nothing is happening to you. You are not a victim of your circumstances. You are in constant co-creation. Now, you may have been unaware and asleep, and therefore you didn't know how powerful you were. And now that you're becoming aware, we can allow ourselves to purify and clear what needs to be cleared and shed the layers of ego and programs and karmas and traumas that we need to shed. So being out in nature is a beautiful way to really allow yourself to feel your body. Feel your body, feel your heart, focus on the breath. The breath is life. On the other side of the breath is the breath of the divine, the breath of the Shekhinah, the divine feminine presence that is the embodiment of the divine. She is the bridge to our oneness with the divine. So breathing, being mindful, and not just being mindful of your words and your interactions. Are you just saying something for the sake of saying it? Or is it truly going to benefit? Is it truly in alignment with your heart? Or is it just creating more chaos and more drama? Because this is simply what we're used to. Because some of us were raised in very triggering environments where we were raised to normalize the overly loud, overly argumentative interactions. And sure, now we may laugh at it and it's funny, but at the same time, is this the frequency we wish to create and perpetuate into our future expansion, into a future embodiment of our soul? So grounding, breathing, connecting with nature, because Virgo loves nature. Virgo is an earth sign, and Virgo is the sign that allows us, it's like Demeter, the goddess of grain, in I believe that's the Greek pantheon, Greek-Roman, basically the goddess of fertility and not spring, that's Persephone, the goddess energy of nature. It's expansive, it's fertile, it's abundant, it's one with nature. And that oneness with nature is what one of the things that is very important for us to reconnect with. To feel your feet on the grass, to feel your feet on the sand, to feel the water if you are by the beach, to feel the rays of the sun or the rays of the moon on your skin. All of these are ways for you to more deeply connect to your body, to your physical incarnation, but also to your heart and your soul. Because it is in this stillness, these times of true connection, that we can truly receive the information that we need to receive in order to move ourselves forward and further align ourselves in the direction of our expansion, our evolution, our growth, our happiness, our manifestation, all of it. And during retrograde, sometimes things go wonky and we need to allow for that. But they go wonky because we really need to slow down, because we're being asked to be still. And I don't know about you, but I have a very difficult time staying still because I'm always going, I'm always doing. And for me, it's been a journey, and it's been very, very grounding to be able to be in the present, allow myself to receive and truly ask, what is it in this moment that would best put me into alignment with my soul's purpose, with the expression of my soul, with the embodiment of my light, and allow me to move forward in this direction of infinite alignment, of infinite expansion, of infinite oneness with the divine? What is it that I need? And allowing myself to receive, because it is in the stillness that we are truly able to receive and to hear. So sun gaze is very powerful. I was doing it every morning while I was away, and it reminded me that as much as I did it, it was something in southern Spain that just made me. It was like, this is just simply what you need to do. And when I'm home, I often don't do it. I'll do it sometimes, but I'm not very consistent. But I was very consistent when I was in southern Spain. So now I know that I need to bring that consistency of those things that connect me to the earth and connect me to the divine, make it more present and more active in my life when I'm here in my current home, which is Atlanta. So it's a thing I'm going to do, and I'm going to welcome that back, welcome that connection to nature back into myself, and allow that to feed me and nurture my soul the way that it nurtured me when I was in southern Spain. So southern Spain is very, very special land for me. It's very powerful land, energetically, incredibly powerful. And it's really something to be able to go places and experience what I experienced, which I might do an episode if you guys are interested. Just let me know. But more about the energies. It's really about connecting with the energy. So you can do this in many ways. You don't need to go anywhere to connect with the earth. It just takes commitment. It takes your true and deliberate intention and desire to connect. It's not something that we just do when we're on holiday or when we are on a retreat, let's just say. Because a lot of us, we have the tendency that even though I may do all of my practices, there are certain things that I only do or I allow myself to do more of when I'm away, like the sun gazing. But those things are important because the sun gazing in particular, early in the morning or late in the evening, so around sunrise or sunset, it really allows you to receive more light. It actually helps you physically because it helps you, vitamin D, yes. It helps you bring in more, create more vitamin D in your body. And it allows you to receive the codes of light because we are light embodied in physical form. And the sun, it just as it grows the nutrients and the plants and it nourishes the earth and it nourishes the creatures on the earth, it nourishes us too. And it's that nourishment. Wherever it is that we receive our nourishment, receive it from the earth, connect with the earth, receive it from the sun, receive it from the moon that represents your incarnational experience. Receive it from consciously from the food that you eat. Be aware that everything you are taking into your body is in a sacred co-creation with you. It is nurturing your expansion and the expression of your light and your soul. So choose wisely. What are you allowing to come into your experience? What are you allowing to nurture and nourish your cells and to allow you to expand? And in that vein, know that what you are consuming on media, be it the television, be it movies, be it books, be it social media, all of it, music, all of it is harmonizing you to a frequency. And it's either a frequency of creation and harmony and expansion and growth and creativity and fertility and embodiment, or it's harmonizing you to a frequency, a dense frequency of manipulation, of enslavement, of control, of anger, dissonance, of, you know, fear, those over there, those frequencies. And while they may have been necessary at some point in time to either keep you safe, in air quotes, as we grow and expand, we really have the ability and opportunity to let go of those things because we no longer need them. It's kind of like training wheels. When we are just learning to ride a bike, in order to keep ourselves from falling, we need the training wheels. But once we become confident and we become aware of how to center and ground ourselves on the bike, then we don't need the training wheels. It's the same kind of concept. There are behaviors that we learn that were beneficial to us at a point in time. But then there comes a point in time when we outgrow them. But many of us, we hold on to those behaviors because they're simply how we were taught we needed to be long past their expiration date. So allow this retrograde to illuminate for you those parts of your life, those behaviors that you need to let go of in order for you to embrace a deeper, more aligned, more expansive self. So we got into the food, we got into the nourishment, we got into the allowing, we have gotten to the connection to the earth, the connection to your body is very important, and your connection to your creativity. Some of us were raised not to be very creative. I was raised to be very creative. I was always just not artistically, I should say, in the way of drawing and painting. That wasn't my creativity. Mine was more musical, singing and acting and reading and writing. Those were my creative ways. And I came to see myself as, oh, this is how I create. And it really kind of hindered me, because then I wouldn't see myself as being able to draw or to paint. And it took me having an art class when I was in high school to actually be open to, oh, maybe I can draw, but it just takes a little more effort for me because it's not my natural inclination. While for other people, they're naturally incredibly talented illustrators and drawers and painters. That's their primary creativity is always that. So they lean into it and they're wonderful at it, but they might not be as creative at coming up with a poem or a lyric of a song or being musical and singing. So whatever it is that you feel you're not creative at, I encourage you to take the time to do it. Whether it is acting or an improv class or pottery or singing or dancing, whatever it is that you kind of feel that you're not good at creatively, I encourage you to do it for the fun of it, for just the experience of doing something that is out of your comfort zone. Because Mercury retrogrades really shake us up for the most part, because we get stuck. We get stuck in our comfort zone and we think that this is the only way to be. So Mercury comes along, as do some other planets, and they want to shake you up and they want to make you rethink whether this self-proclaimed boundary really exists. Because remember, you don't have any boundaries. Your soul is infinite. You have infinite ways of expressing the light of your soul. But we are taught that there are only certain ways to express. And then we take those on, and then that becomes the boundaries that we create. So during this retrograde, take the time to dissolve these imagined boundaries and see how expansive and how brilliant and how wonderful your soul is. Fall in love with your soul, with your expression, with your expansion. Allow it to fill you and allow it to support you in letting go of those old patterns and old belief systems that you no longer need. You don't need the training wheels anymore. You don't need to hold on to the old pains. We just need to be in the moment, present, and fully allowing ourselves to be open to receive the light of creation, embody it, and then allow ourselves to express that creation, to expand it, to birth more of creation through us. So Mercury retrogrades are really, they're fun times. They're fun times for us to really take a step back and allow ourselves to really align, realign, revisit, reconfigure, reassess where we are and whether we are still in alignment with where we wish to be, with what we wish to birth, with our light, with our expression, with our expansion, with our soul, with the divine. And there's no right or wrong way. I just offer you some tidbits on what has helped me and what I see that works and how it can benefit you. So I share it because I've seen it benefit me and others, and it will most certainly change your life as well. And it's beautiful. Like, one of my favorite ways is really to sing and to connect with sound healing, because sound works on the water of your body. So for me, sound is incredibly powerful. Just the sound of a voice. If you think of someone that you love, just the sound of their voice can calm you and soothe you. Like the voice of a mother to the infant. It's that same frequency. We know what that frequency of safety and of protection and of being fully loved and nurtured and supportive. There is a frequency within you that you recognize by hearing it. It just sounds, it feels like a hug from a sonic level. And it acts on your body in that same way. So be aware of whether what you are listening to, what you are nurturing yourself with, feels like that nurturing frequency, that expansive frequency, or if it feels constricting. And if it feels constricting, you know that you can choose something else. You can choose the opposite. You don't have to keep choosing frequencies that hinder, that promote fear and repress your light. We don't have to keep choosing that. We can choose expansion. We can choose alignment. We can choose beauty and grace and harmony. We can choose our infinite selves to embody that infinite light of creation rather than to feed into the fear and propagate the fear. So be aware, this is also a time for discernment. Mercury is was created by Resh, and Resh is about wisdom and discernment, the Aramaic letter. So discernment is key, but in any spirituality, true spirituality, there is no dogma. There's no you have to do this. Because at the moment that you are told that you have to do something, you're no longer doing it for the right reasons. And that's where we as a society get led astray, because we think we have to experience the divine in a certain way. We think we need to align with it in a certain way. But the only being that knows how best to align with the divine is you. You know what allows your soul to fully feel expressed and joyful and expansive, and what allows your soul, what constricts your soul and makes you feel kind of empty. You know that. So honing our intuition and our discernment and our wisdom is very important, because people like me, teachers, we can show you how to possibly express your light, but we're not here to basically tell you how to express your light. We're here to give you options, to give you wisdom, to give you inspiration and flashes of insight that will trigger something within you to allow you to look deeper within yourself for the fullest expression of your soul, of your alignment, of your expansion, which is going to look different than mine. And it's going to look different than your friend who's been spiritual forever, but you know, or your friend who perhaps hasn't been spiritual forever. It's going to look different, and that is good. It is good for all of us to express the light of the divine in our own unique ways, because this is why we came here. This is why we incarnated into this dense earth at this particular point in time, to experience ourselves and to grow and to evolve. And that way, the divine gets to grow and expand through us, through our creation, through our expansion, through our ability to remember that we are love, that we are divine essence, source, alaha, expressing, that we are joy and light and expansion and beauty and grace. That's our true essence. We are love. We are infinite consciousness expressing in this human form. So use this Mercury retrograde time wisely. It is here to serve you. It is not here to hinder you. It is not here to be something that we are afraid of. It is here to allow us to express and to expand and to reevaluate whether we are living our expansion, living our soul's mission and purpose, or whether we are kind of slacking a bit. And it's okay if you're slacking a bit. It's just a reminder that in this moment, we can choose to step back into deeper alignment, to allow ourselves to receive even more wisdom, to embody that wisdom, to receive more light, to express that light, to share that light, to remember that we are love and we are infinite in this moment and in all moments. So my hope is that you are enjoying this time of retrograde and allowing it to benefit you and align you with your higher purpose, align you with your soul, with the light of creation. If you enjoyed this, do like it, subscribe, follow me on the social medias. I've been a bit quiet on them for the last week and change because I've been traveling, but it's going to get back to its normal routine. So on YouTube, I do share longer form videos, sound activations, mantras, practices to allow us to align with our light, with our soul. And you can find me on YouTube under my name, Aria, A-U-R-E-A, Lara, L-A-R-A. You can also connect with me on social media, Instagram at Aria Lara, A-U-R-E-A-L-A-R-A. And you can also find me at Hold the Shehina for the podcast's name, HoldTheShehinah. You can connect with me that way as well. So I thank you so much for your time, your attention. I hope that this episode inspired you. Don't forget to tune into the sound activation for the Mercury retrograde. That is absolutely lovely. And I will see you in the next episode. Have a blessed day of the goddess. Have a blessed Friday and a blessed Mercury retrograde. Ahava.